This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I love holiday time. And, you know, one thing, though, that I kind of gets to me a little bit is I'm not really up on the latest toys. Okay, now that my kids are older, my kids are 17 and 15, so I kind of know the video games are into. I know the Xbox stuff that they like. I know the shows, the movies they like to watch. I know the YouTube videos and stuff that they like to see. But apparently, in terms of these little kids, I'm still thinking Barbie and Big Wheel and Light Bright and Monopoly and nah, things are different. So have you guys heard about toilet trouble? I guess this is a potty-shaped toy. As part of the games, players take turns flushing an 11-inch plastic toilet before water spits out, which is supposed to hit you in the player's face. Now, Katie Cogliano, I guess, has a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, and she says that they love this toy. The kids will dodge the toilet water, and rather than allowing the toilet water, even though it's not really toilet water, rather than allowing it to hit on the face, the water goes everywhere, floors and chairs. So Ms. Cogliano likes that toilet trouble keeps the kids off iPads and TV screens, so they are allowed to play the toilet trouble game as long as there is a tablecloth over the dining room table. When friends come over, then she hides it up above the fridge because she doesn't want, you know, the toilet trouble game to go all over the place. Now, she says they don't even clean it up. So she has to be the one to clean it. And it's, again, it's clean toilet water, so it's just a bunch of water, but it's got to be a mess. Now, they say board games are starting to get messier as toy makers are trying to match the popularity of Pie Face. Did you guys hear about this game? Pie Face is a game that flings whipped cream at faces. So you have toilet trouble. You also have Soggy Doggy. Soggy Doggy, I guess, splashes and sprays and shakes water onto players. And I guess there's videotapes of players getting wet or smashed with whipped cream. And they're all over YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. So Richard Gottlieb, a consultant at Global Toy Experts, say kids like to get messy. This gives them permission to act out a little bit. Now, parents say they don't mind wiping off the whipped cream or the water spill so much because the games are entertaining enough to pull the kids away from their iPads or video games. And I guess Brandy Reimers plays Pie Face with a family of four. She says it's just pure basic fun. They can go through half a tub of Cool Whip in an hour. All right, she's a stay-at-home mom in Nebraska City, Nebraska, and she says Pie Face is not that sloppy. Yeah, it gets sticky, and Cool Whip may dribble once it starts to melt, but she says she loves the game because it requires no skill or strategy. I guess with that one, each player puts their head on a mask and takes turn turning a handle until one of them gets smashed. Apparently, there's no arguing because the kids have fun whether they're the ones doing the smashing or getting the pie in the face. I guess it's made by Hasbro. Pie Face became a hit. It was released in 2015. I had no idea. There are now several versions, including one that's 3 feet tall. Pie Face has also helped to launch a new category of games for Hasbro. So, yeah, Pie Face, Toilet Trouble, and Hasbro has noticed a huge jump in revenue following the first 3 months of Toilet Trouble. And there's another one called Egged On. Players fill plastic eggs with water that are cracked over a person's head. They say more of these types of games are going to come out next year, and these games become viral sensations online. Brilliant. Toy companies, which was it, Mattel? There was a toy company that was struggling, trying to redefine themselves. And one of their biggest competitors was Hasbro. And toy companies are competing with electronics and iPads and even kids. The number one toy little kids and toddlers want is mommy's phone. Because mommy's phone has everything. All they have to do is ask, and there is something that'll satisfy that kid on mommy's phone. And, you know, it just blows my mind how, you know, the old, cowboys and Indians and Playboy and toy trucks and, you know, all sorts of stuff that kids used to play. You just don't see kids do that anymore. Pick up a stick, throw a rock. Well, they can't throw a rock because they'll get hurt, etc. But what a company has to do, what a smart one has to do, is realize what drives kids. What drives kids is being able to put something online and make people laugh. There's a toy maker, Spin Master, who has the egg hatching Hatchimals. They made Soggy Doggy. Now, Soggy Doggy, by the way, there's a dog in a bathtub. You fill it with water, players turn a faucet, and the dog shakes quickly at one point, splashing water off its rubbery fur. And I guess this is huge, Soggy Doggy. And I guess the 4-year-old son of one of the people interviewed, I mean, just went crazy. And look how easy that is to say, Soggy Doggy. So, this is what people love. This is what people are into. And I think it's amazing that, you know, these toy companies have been able to, be flexible in terms of a very rigid electronic-driven market. And honestly, let kids make a mess. Let kids be kids. We need to bring kids back to the way when we were our kids and our parents were kids and grandparents were kids. Okay, doing stupid funny is funny. Farts. There should be a game that makes a variety of different fart sounds. And you don't laugh. And the person that laughs first at the fart sound, and there's different fart sounds, loses. And then you can keep making these fart sounds funnier and funnier and funnier. I think that's a great toy. Somebody do it and make a lot of money. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Monday's tragic derailment of an Amtrak train has left a lot of questions. All right? It derailed on the morning commute, left three dead, approximately 70 wounded, when a passenger train traveling more than 80 miles per hour jumped a curve south of Tacoma, Washington. And that curve had a listed speed limit of only 30 miles per hour. Now, this strikes huge similarities to the May 2015 accident when an Amtrak commuter train moving over 100 miles per hour hit a park on the tracks inside of Philadelphia that had a posted limit of 50 miles per hour while it was going 100. That derailment killed 8 and injured 200. So a lot of people are wondering, all right, what is the safety technology in place? And there's safety technology that's supposed to, if the driver isn't going fast enough, able to slow things down. And I guess that doesn't seem to have been utilized in both crashes. It could have saved the lives of 11 people over these events. They say there's been 25 other accidents over the last 12 years that has resulted in 65 fatalities. Now, we're also being told, real quick, this technology has existed in some form since 1970. And it was included in a 2008 act of Congress that mandated that PTC, or positive train control, be operational on almost all United States rail lines by the end of 2015. But I guess there were final regulations being adopted in 2010, and then there was, I guess, a 2015 deadline, and the Philadelphia derailment happened right before then. The system has been installed on only a small fraction of the nation's railways. So this positive train control is a collection of computers, sensors, transponders, and radios that coordinate to monitor train speed and location to prevent accidents caused by excessive speed, misaligned switches, and other potentially adverse track situations. So, they say a functioning PTC system could have detected the unsafe speeds and automatically slowed down or stopped those trains. So, there's a lot of back and forth on who's at fault for this. Amtrak, unfortunately, seems to be the focal point of these accidents because they're the biggest train company that does these commuter trains. And there's, 60,000 miles of track? All right? And there's so much that needs to be revamped, but the technology has been there. Amtrak announced late in 2015 that it had installed an operational PTC system on all the parts of the busiest Northeast corridor under its control, three quarters of other commuter systems, and even larger part of the freight carrier-owned track. We're probably not going to make the year-end deadline back in 2015, but you would think they would have maybe made it now. So there was a blanket extension passed for full implementation by the year 2020. Now, we're being told that there is an investigation. National Transportation Safety Board is obviously investigating. The excessive speed, obviously a big focal point. But we're being told that a conductor was in the cab with the engineer before the deadly train crash. According to NBC News, a conductor was in the cab with the train engineer. And the train's brakes were eventually engaged automatically, but not by the engineer. So there was a conductor there with the train engineer. So you're wondering, was something wrong? Why did both parties have to be there? Now, according to National Transportation Safety Board member Bella Dean Czar, she said absolutely distraction is one of our most wanted list priorities at NTSB. She added that the federal board has not determined a cause of the deadly accident outside Tacoma, which killed 3. Apparently, this train that was speeding 80 miles per hour to 30 miles per hour stretch of track. All of the crew members on the train were injured and were hospitalized. Investigators are making arrangements to interview them as they improve. They say a conductor who was getting experience and familiarizing himself with the territory was in the cab with the engineer, while the train's actual conductor was in the passenger area. Now, being familiar with the territory and knowing when to predict curves and when to slow down should be one of the duties of the conductor. So according to Dinzar, as far as exactly what they were doing, we will be talking with them and finding that out. Why was the conductor, the main conductor, in the passenger area? So it is standard protocol for the NTSB to look at all the cell phone records of all the crew members after an accident, because they want to see if anybody was on the cell phone or, you know, texting or sexting or Facebooking or whatever. Data recorders have been recovered from the rear and lead locomotives. The lead engine's inward and outward-facing cameras have also been recovered, but unfortunately are significantly damaged. As many people have seen the terrible destruction, I think there's still a locomotive car still on the road. Now, the positive train control technology was going to be put on that train. It was slated to have that, but it had not been installed. So the automatically slow or stopping of the train couldn't happen. Of course, the NTSB has long recommended that all trains, you know, feature this technology. And so, you know, there is going to obviously be an investigation. 83 people were aboard on the train, 77 passengers, 5 crew members. Train was hanging off the bridge. So there was talk that maybe there was something on the road that it hit. We still don't have the exact cause. It hasn't been made known. People came to, you know, came to their rescue and, you know, cars on the street. It was a horrible, horrible scene. But Amtrak President CEO Richard Anderson said Tuesday night that the company was dedicated to supporting the victims and ensuring that another accident does not occur. They say it is acceptable to have 2 qualified people in the cab of a train, or 1 person, and that the other person was in the cab was a train conductor going through a qualification process. He said the NTSB investigation will determine whether positive train control would have prevented the crash. So whether there were 2 people in there or 1 doesn't, I mean, if they were talking and shooting the breeze, if they were training, again, why was the train going so quickly? Were 2 people there because there was a problem and they asked for some help? But then, why wasn't that recorded? So very, very tragic. Also very tragic, in Mexico, a tour bus crashed with 8 Americans, 2 Swiss, and 1 Canadian being killed when the bus flipped over during a day trip to the Mayan ruins in southeastern Mexico. This is in Cancun. Identities and ages were not immediately released following Tuesday's crash, but officials said a young child and the tourist Mexican guide were among the dead. Usually, the guides are standing in the bus talking. About 20 others on the bus were injured. 13 remained in stable condition, according to the Secretary of Tourism. Earlier, at least 7 Americans and 2 Swedes were reported among the injured. And the bus driver was also injured and has been detained. The bus was carrying cruise ship passengers that went on an excursion. And it ended up on its side in vegetation along a 2-lane road. Video taken after the crash showed some survivors lying on the pavement and others walking around. Just horrible. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking right now, and you see just a lady just sitting there in shorts lying on the ground. One body lay on the roadside covered by a white sheet. The other object is, there's another object that you could see. We don't think that's a person. Miami-based Royal Caribbean Cruises said in a statement that passengers from 2 of its ships, the Celebrity Equinox and Serenade of the Seas, were on the bus. The company expresses sympathies and said it was assisted with medical care and transportation. The U.S. Embassy in Mexico and U.S. officials will work with local authorities to determine the number of dead Americans, and investigators are working to determine the cause of the crash, which occurred as the bus was on its way to the ruins in Chacabuco, about 110 miles south of Tulum. You know, these excursions are very, very common. You know, I'm actually going to be taking a cruise this weekend, and, you know, we're going, you know, with the family for Christmas and, you know, our anniversary, and cruises dropped in price after the hurricane, so we, you know, were able to get a really decent rate considering, you know, with the family, and, you know, where when you're at sea, you know, for a couple days and then you get to a stop, we're going to be going to Honduras and Belize and Cozumel. So you're going to want to get off the bus and you're going to want to do these excursions. And these excursions, even though they're technically sponsored by the company you pay, and in order to get to where you need to go in the Mayan ruins, southeastern Mexico, it's amazing to see the Mayan ruins. You want to take advantage of that and see that. So you take a bus, and you take a native bus to do that. And things happen, unfortunately. Very, very tragic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey,
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Alright, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I found this kind of interesting. Okay, you know, I'm not a good kisser. I'm not really good at probably anything physical. It's just not me. I mean, we've talked about it at great length. My forte. If my husband's with me, it's probably because I'm a good cook. No, I don't really cook. It's probably because of my, no, not really my personality. I'm kind of annoying. I don't know why my husband's with me. I really don't. But we make it work. Anyway, apparently there is a reason why we kiss and lean to the right. Okay? The simple behavioral tests have now allowed us to see how our brain, with two halves, right and left side, okay, why we do certain things we do when it comes to certain, I guess, actions, whether we write, whether we do a math problem, etc. And I guess scientists have looked at how people, I guess, variously orient lines and angles and have clues and use subconscious bias to do certain things. And they looked at recent research in visual psychophysics and visual neuroscience, and they saw various perceptual and behavioral phenomena in humans that have a directional bias, meaning there are things that we will do that will make us go one way or another. Okay, like for example, infants have an initial bias for turning their head to the right and extending the left arm outward to compensate for that movement. So a lot of babies, when they reach for something, like their binky, they'll use their left arm and they'll cock their head to the right. They say some previous research found that such an instinctive turn to the right extends to adulthood. When an adult kisses another on the lips, their heads tend to automatically lean to the right, both of them. So they don't bang into each other. It's like human, yeah, instinctively we know to each go to our right to make that kiss happen. Because remember, an awkward kiss could prevent mating. All right? So in Western societies, they say it's commonplace to see people kiss in public, on television, and in films. And so this author asks, are the screen kisses, right, causing us to kiss a certain way? And I guess prior research on the subject was all conducted with kissing known as weird, Western, educated, industrialized, rich, and democratic societies. And the conclusions, they say, may not necessarily demonstrate what we naturally do versus what we do through observation. And I guess in this one study, they asked a number of married couples in Bangladesh to kiss privately in their own homes. Then they went into separate rooms to report on various aspects of the kiss independently of each partner. Now, Bangladesh was considered a non-weird country, a non-Western educated, industrialized, rich, and democratic country, according to this author. It's a conservative Muslim country, they say, where kissing is prohibited in public and even censored from television or films. So a lot of people won't learn how to kiss watching TV. And they said similar results from weird countries could be attributed to social learning or socioeconomic factors. The same cannot be said for, let's say, Bangladesh. So when they had partners kiss privately, then go to another room to talk about the kiss, the results showed that more than two-thirds of the kissing individuals had a bias for turning their head to the right. When initiating a kissing move, men were 15 times more likely to initiate the kiss. Right-handed people leaned right, and left-handed people leaned left. The person being kissed, didn't matter if they were right or left-handed, would respond by matching the partner's head leaning direction. It felt awkward to go the other way, as reported by most of the kiss recipients and kiss initiators. So let's say I'm left-handed. I'm not. I'm right-handed. I will still go towards the right if my partner is going to the right. I'd be like, oh, yeah. Okay? And it's interesting because when you're a kid, you think you're supposed to kiss straight on. Kids, when they kiss their mommy, when they kiss their dog, they kiss straight on. You eventually, when you start to kiss an adult and the nose gets in the way, that's when you learn, okay, you got to really go in at an angle. Now, some of us have real stiff necks, you know, from all the kissing and first basing we were doing. Well, keep it clean. First base. So, you know, some of us were just kind of, you know, I think we've cocked our head too much, but it's a very, very instinctive thing. Now, they say humans are similar and the habits that we are exposed to differ. They say this bias in the act of kissing is likely innate and determined by the brain splitting of tasks to its different hemispheres. Similar to being either right or left-handed, it is perhaps specifically concerned with the functions of the left cerebral hemisphere located in the emotion and decision-related areas of the brain. You also have testosterone in each hemisphere and neurotransmitters that may be unevenly distributed to each hemisphere. So maybe there's more dopamine, or maybe the testosterone is causing us to lean to the right. If you lean to the left, not a big deal. Somebody's still going to kiss you. So what makes a good kiss? We don't really talk about what makes a good kiss because, again, I'm no expert. But I have been kissed by many. And see, I got to tell you, okay, and this is very, very scientific, okay? The art of kissing, to be a real, real good kisser, the lip part is a small percentage of the kiss. Okay? Guys have got to realize this. Any of you guys going, okay, now wait a second. All right? I need to figure out how to seal the deal, how to get that second date, how to make that girl think of me or want me. You have got to do the kiss right. So, okay. Now, this is with my psychological background, with my personal experience being a recipient, okay? Ask me how to kiss a guy. I don't know how to kiss a guy, but I know how to be kissed by a guy, and guys, you have better take notes, okay? First, you have got to make eye contact. You have got to read her and connect. If you don't get the mind involved with any physical act with a woman, you could lose her. Okay? A kiss is going to be considered just like sex to a woman. Can't just be a, can't just, not going to fly, not going to stick, not going to cement. Okay? You got to look at her eyes and you have to connect. Another thing you do is don't jump to the kiss. Okay, lean in close, maybe slowly rub noses, maybe just rest your forehead on hers, close your eyes a little bit, make her want the kiss, make her want to jump up into your lips. Don't just go like this Al Franken thing like he did with Leanne Tweeden, where he just shoved his tongue in her mouth. That's not how you kiss somebody. Girls don't want that. They don't want shoving and protruding and no. Make us want that kiss. You look at them, you lean in, close your eyes, rest your forehead on them, slowly nudge the nose. Very gently now bring in your hands. Use your hands and not to touch booby. No. Use your hands to very gently touch her face. Stroke her cheek. Lightly hold her neck. Maybe brush your thumb across her lips lightly. Like that's where you're aiming for. I gotta tell you, okay, guys, try it. You try it. If I'm wrong, fine, I'll admit I'm wrong. But you guys have been kissing wrong so much. The average woman wants to be kissed so romantically. And if you actually timed it, I don't know if any of you guys had a stopwatch on, that was only about 5 extra seconds to do. You could wait 5 seconds before you kiss her, and boy, would that be that kiss be a good kiss. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia
today's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. No, I am not offering classes in kissing. Are you guys kidding me? All right, now we got to talk about some other news. And also, touch the neck. You got to touch the neck, guys. All right, if you need me to review this, go to the podcast at gcnlive.com or iHeartRadio, all right, and we'll review the steps. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write about it. I will write an article on how to do the perfect first kiss. Does that help everybody? All right, you owe me one. You owe me big. Okay, so we have a model who lost a leg from toxic shock syndrome, and now we're being told that you may be losing another one. This is frightening. Toxic shock scares every woman, and it's unfortunate it happens when a tampon retains and grows bacteria, and the bacteria that grows sends a cascade of events that could put you into shock and cause you to lose your limbs. So 5 years ago, at the age of 24, model Lauren Wasser nearly died because of a tampon. She lost her right leg, part of her left foot. Now she may lose her entire left leg as well. She said, had I known toxic shock was real, and had I seen someone that either lost limbs, I would have never used tampons. I'm looking at her feet right now. They are gangrene and black. A picture that was posted years ago. So toxic shock syndrome is caused by the bacteria Staph aureus. And Staph is found in many women's bodies. And a tampon that sits there and doesn't get changed out, or if tampon, like some of the super absorbent ones, such as, remember a Relay? Remember that tampon Relay in the 80s? Apparently it had some sort of fiber that allowed Staph aureus to grow more unchecked. Unfortunately, caused the death of several young women in the 70s and 80s, from what we're being told. And so it usually happens in younger women using tampons. The model now uses a gold prosthetic leg, still is on the runway, you know, and does her modeling. But I guess the initial incident happened in 2012. Doctors wanted to amputate both legs. She fought to save one of them, but she may have to be a double amputee. She's a gorgeous lady, all right? So she has now made her mission to warn others about the risks associated with tampons, advocated for more transparency regarding feminine hygiene products. She says, I think this is my purpose and I wouldn't change it for the world. Besides being a public advocate and speaking out about the disease that changed her life, Wasser is also working with Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney of New York to promote legislation that calls for the National Institutes of Health to help determine whether certain elements of feminine hygiene products are safe. So, you know, a lot of women, especially girls, young girls, teenagers, will forget that the tampon's in there. I've had patients come in going, you want to know what? I think I have a tampon in there, and I can't get it out. And I put another one in, and I think I shoved it in there deeper. So very easily, we use some gynecological tools. We go in there, and we look at it. We do cultures, and sometimes we'll give them antibiotics. And I've never had a patient in my office have toxic shock. I have taken care of them in the hospital when I was in training. But luckily, if education is out there, women are on top of it. Now, some women cannot feel the tampon. If the string isn't long enough or it accidentally gets shoved in there, because some women will have sex and forget that the tampon's in there, so the tampon will get shoved deeper into the vaginal canal. And unfortunately, the string may get caught and then caught up and thrown up in there. And so it's very easy to unfortunately have a retained tampon. You got to go to the doctor. We use a speculum. We take a look, and then we'll use like a rounded forceps or something to pull it out, and it's, you know, 3-second procedure, if that, and it shouldn't hurt. But you need to keep records of if tampons are there. I don't know if there's an app, you know, where you can put that on your phone, you inserted a tampon, and then it reminds you to take it out, but you cannot be leaving tampons in there for hours. You cannot sleep overnight with a tampon. There was a company, I think Tampax, years ago, came out with an overnight formulation of tampons. I was like, oh, hell no, and I think they stopped the commercials. Not because of me, or maybe it was because of me. I was all over the air upset about that one. But you cannot be suggesting that young girls, and young girls were in the commercial. Can't be suggesting that. It was so hard when I was doing 36-hour shifts at work and doing long surgeries in the middle of the night. You know, tampons seem to provide better absorbency and allow a more cleaner way to deal with your period. But I was scared to death I was going to get a toxic shock. I was going to the bathroom every hour just in case. Not that you all want that type of information, but, you know, we doctors think about this stuff, and we do not want to mess around when it comes to this. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Tennessee woman gives birth to a baby who was basically, I think, 1 year younger than her. How? Because it was a frozen embryo. This frozen embryo had been around for 24 years. It's the longest known frozen human embryo to come to birth. And National Embryo Donation Center announced Tuesday that Emma Wren was born on November 25th to Tina Gibson, who was 26. So Gibson carried an embryo that was conceived about 18 months after she herself was born. Baby Emma was cryopreserved in 1992, placed in a uterus through frozen embryo transfer earlier this year. Emma's an amazing miracle. Just beautiful. Nearly 700 pregnancies have been possible thanks to the center's adoption program, according to the NDEC, which has received donated embryos from all over the U.S. They believe these embryos will still house a very healthy future baby. Embryos frozen 24 and a half, I mean a quarter of a century, with early cryopreservation techniques and slow freezing, they say have 100% survival. 100%. Emma weighed 6 pounds, 8 ounces, was about 20 inches long at birth. Wow. All right, Christmas time. Woohoo! Time to feed our little animals Christmas eats, right? Because they're going to come by and they're going to say, oh, feed me, feed me, feed me. Nah, nah, nah. You got to be very careful what you feed your cats and your dogs on Christmas. I wrote an article about this on my website and on my Facebook and Twitter. Please check it out. Or on my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com. Dogs. This is what you can feed dogs. You can feed them turkey, chicken, or beef. That's fine, but you got to get rid of all the bones. Don't give them a chicken leg. If there's ham at Christmas, they can have ham. They can have shrimp. They can have salmon. They can have eggs. They can even have cheese. I've cut back on the dairy, but they can have cheese. They can have peanut butter. They can have bread. No raisins. They can have popcorn. You can give them corn. They can have honey, and they can have coconut. But you cannot, because of kidney damage, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, pancreatitis, you cannot give a dog onions, garlic, raw dough, avocado, raisins, grapes, chocolate, cinnamon. Can't give them ice cream. I know dogs like ice cream. You're not supposed to give the dog ice cream. Almonds, macadamia nuts. Don't give the dog alcohol, nutmeg, mushrooms, energy drinks, fried foods, and artificial sweeteners like xylitol. You can't do it. And a lot of your Christmas foods have onions and garlic in them. A lot of the seasonings do. So just don't give the dog the trimmings and the fat and all that. You got to be careful. You can give them some lean meat. Watch their portions because they're going to keep eating. Same thing with cats. Cats can eat all of the above. The meat, the fish, the grains, even some vegetables, eggs, and butter. But you got to avoid alcohol, raw fish and eggs, dairy products, coffee, tea, energy drinks. We talked about fish a while back. You can give fish scrambled eggs, some cooked rice, meats and vegetables. Stay away from fats and cooking oil. And then parakeets, you can give them vegetables, breads, and nuts. We've talked about this before, but one of you had asked, what foods can you, so you must have missed that show, so I wanted to make sure you have it. It is written on my website. But, you know, we're coming very, very fast into Christmas season, or Christmas day. I hope you guys have been, you know, doing some great shopping. I hope you guys have been behaving yourselves at the office Christmas parties. I wrote an article on that. In fact, it's on GCNLive.com. Go to their website to read your do's and don'ts at the office Christmas party. A lot of people love office Christmas parties because that's when you can get a little frisky with somebody you've always wanted to get frisky with. That's how workplace romances start. And people love getting frisky. You know, you work close with somebody. Doesn't mean it's the smartest thing to do. Never dip your pen in the company ink. So you got to be careful, especially since everybody's watching. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.